From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met with G7 leaders at their annual summit in Canada. He held on affirming the U.S. is disadvantaged when it comes to trade with its European allies. At a bilateral meeting later with summit's host, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the president spoke about U.S.-Canadian relations.
The relationship is probably better, as good or better than it's ever been. And I think we'll get to something very beneficial to Canada and to the United States.
Trudeau also spoke with reporters.
Trade has been a topic of discussion and will continue to be, but our engagement towards the world, how we're working together to create good jobs for folks on both sides of the border and around. We both got elected on a commitment to grow the middle class and help those working hard to join it, and that's exactly the kinds of things that we're going to stay focused on.
On the eve of the summit, Mr. Trump had lashed out on Twitter at the French President Emmanuel Macron and Trudeau, who criticized the president's trade stance at a joint news conference. Taliban is announcing today it will halt offensive operations against government security forces across Afghanistan during the three-day festivities of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Ceasefire coincides with a week-long halting of anti-government operations, anti-Taliban operations, that is, by the Afghan government. One U.S. Special Operations soldier is dead, four wounded after al-Qaeda-linked militants attacked an outpost in southwestern Somalia. The attack came as U.S. forces were helping Somali and Kenyan troops to clear the area of al-Shabaab militants. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says that it is cautiously optimistic about containing the spread of the Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo. 38 of 62 suspected cases have been confirmed. Of this total number of confirmed cases, 27 people have died. Lisa Schlein reporting now from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports the majority of confirmed Ebola cases were detected 2 to 3 weeks ago. Since then, there only have been a few sporadic cases. It notes there have been no confirmed cases since mid-May in two of the three affected areas in DR Congo, the large city of Mbandaka and Bikoro, where the virus was originally detected 1 month ago. An Ebola outbreak in West Africa a few years ago left more than 11,000 people dead. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump has told reporters he's been preparing all of his life for the summit next week with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I believe we're going to have a terrific success or a modified success, but in one form or another, if it all goes, and things can happen between now and then.
Trump administration wants denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang wants sanctions relief. Washington Post is reporting Chinese government hackers have breached the computer system of a U.S. Navy contractor and have stolen large amounts of sensitive data. Investigators told the Post the hack was carried out by the Chinese Ministry of State Security. That's a civilian spy agency. Family, friends, and fans of celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain are reacting with shock to his death. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Anthony Bourdain's mother says she had no indication her 61-year-old son was thinking of suicide. Gladys Bourdain, a longtime editor at the New York Times, tells the paper that he is absolutely the last person in the world she would have dreamed would do something like this. Bourdain's girlfriend, Italian actress Agia Argento, tweeted that Bourdain was her love, her rock, her protector. Even though Bourdain had poked at Emeril Lagasse, the New Orleans chef said that Tony was a great soul, mentor, friend, a father, and an incredible chef. Fans went shopping on Amazon with news of Bourdain's apparent suicide. Four of his books were among the top 10 highest sellers. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump says he's considering a pardon for the heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali, who died in 2016 despite the fact that Ali's conviction for refusal of military service was overturned in 1971. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington with 55 minutes of nothing but the best African music. Today, I begin and end the hour with songs by the celebrated legendary griot singer Kassemadi Diabaté to honor him. He passed away recently in Bamako, Mali. At the front half of the hour, I have a string of great Pan-African tunes I know you're going to love. Song of the Week highlights a beautiful kizomba from Angola. Kwame Ofori joins me to present that. And the back half of the hour features a studio session with Congolese singer-songwriter Zsa Zsa. It was recorded right here at VOA headquarters in Washington. Wait till you hear his angelic voice. Oh, and his guitar playing. So give yourselves a little hug. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. This is Fode by the legendary griot singer Kassemadi Diabaté. He passed away on May 24, 2018. He was 69 years old. We remember you, Kassemadi.
Masa bangali ba fore tatenya la masa yako beni dangane ala lole watoke beni masa fe
Yes. Hello, lovies. This is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of MTIA. That was Fode, the title track to the recent late Kasemadi Jabate's first solo album, recorded in Paris back in 1988. May he rest in peace. Alaka Dayoro Suma. Lingering just a bit longer in the past, check out this poppin' tune from 2001. Algerian singer Larbi Dadi and pioneer toaster from Jamaica, U-Roy, bring it with Life Is Good. Larbi Dadi and U-Roy. Hello, my peepas. This is Maxie with you all hour long. It's music time in Africa. How about some sisterly love? Charlotte Dipanda and Yemi Alade join forces to give it. From Cameroon and Nigeria, here's Sista.
Best in me. It's on the bandome. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
musictime@voanews.com.
Okay, now here's a new single from Kenya. It's Sauti Sol featuring Nyashinski. The song's called Short and Sweet, and it is so addictive. Just listen.
I think you fell in love too fast. African nights in a cool rush. And I remember you refused to kiss me, and now you're using my toothbrush. You say you think I talk too much, that I'm not your type, and you don't like the hype, cause your daddy is a preacher. Now you're wearing my t-shirt, and I don't want this night to end before you know I love you. I don't want this night to end before you know I need you. Na muda usini hisi ye. I love you. I don't want this night to end before you know I need you. So I'ma keep it short and sweet. DJ play the song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet. Short and sweet. DJ play the song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet.
You wanna do the right thing, you find this too exciting. Your friends tell you kudetun to come in mini high risk, throw that shit behind me. Yeah. Come sit beside me. If you got too much class, then do me like assignments. Yeah. Please don't remind me of the bad times. Your sugar sweet, your icy, but in my eye, it shouldn't be so hard to make up your mind. Just do it one time for the one time. It's a coffee, keep participate. Feeling medito leonge, jonge, appreciate. Lighting intimate, 1+68. Usirasha to kitoka sai, you'll still be late. To see a chance, ya ku feel regret. How much higher than this can you ever get? Any Mount Everest. And by sunrise, I'm gone, I'm not here that long. Keep it short,
short
and
sweet. DJ play the song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apoli po kamatana feel so sweet. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet. Short and sweet. DJ play the song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet.
Na, na, na.
Apolipo kamatana feel so sweet.
Ah, he grip ni bed sita. Na sina kiti soda kalia kitanda. Na, he kitanda na ni 4x6. Usingizi wa bono kako 6 feet deep. Kabla nizame 6 inch deep.
seti mood na maudi na ngoma za kabaka daudi na ngoma za oliva mchukui.
Getting closer, let's get warmer, lose the tension, be together. I know how to treat you better. Take this moment unforgettable with this feelings undeniable. Moyo shajipa kwani na nafsi mikukubali nimekimbiza nyuki. I'ma keep it short and sweet. DJ play this song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apo lipo kamata na feel so sweet. Apo lipo kamata na feel so sweet. Short and sweet. DJ play this song on repeat. Odi odi dance to the beat. Apo lipo kamata na feel so sweet. Apo lipo kamata na feel so sweet.
You wanna do the right thing. You find it too exciting. Your friends tell you could get to come in the high risk. Throw that shit behind me. Come sit beside me. If you got too much class, then do me like assignments.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello, lovies. That was Short and Sweet by Salty Soul and featuring Nyashinsky. I'm Heather Maxwell. Come three more current tunes, a Senegal-U.S. collaboration, our Song of the Week, and a 2017 Afro Beats by Fino and Olamide. And then, my feature studio session with the Democratic Republic of Congo's Zsa Zsa. Yeah, so keep it locked, sweetsies. Right now, this tune is fresh off a brand new album by Senegalese griot singer Djali Sissoko and his American friends. The band is called Kaira Ba. They all live in the great U.S. state of North Carolina. This album, called Roots, is a beautiful collection of songs that the band recorded partly in North Carolina and partly in Senegal. Here's one of my favorites, Badema. Love that sabar finish. Wow. That was Djali Sisoko and Kyra Ba with Badima.
And this is the song of the week.
Joining me once again in the studio this week is Kwame Asante Ofori.
Hey, 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 Mr. Asante here for you now and always.
How are you doing, Kwame?
Doing great. How are you, Heather?
I'm fine, but did you eat breakfast this morning? You need your breakfast.
I'm sure I do.
Anyway, for Song of the Week this week, we have Carol My Love. Oh, I Want More Love.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's by C4 Pedro and featuring
Stone Boy from my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And that's an unlikely marriage. Kizomba and Afro Dance Hall.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it works.
Well, at least it does work because when I listened to it, I loved it.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into it.
Mr. God is so gentleman. Hey, yo. You know how we do, right? Prometo ser un hombre diferente. Un hombre bien mejor de aquí para frente. Y si ya no me amas, vas a tener que mudar. Porque yo mudei también. Agora tô mais light, mais cool, mais doce. Se tu quiseres um pequeno almoço na cama, eu direi yes, madam. E se tu quiseres que eu limpe a casa sozinho, eu te direi yes, prometo ser um homem diferente. Um homem bem melhor daqui pra frente. E se já não me amas, vais ter que mudar. Porque eu mudei também. Agora tô mais light, mais cool.
Took me out of trouble, so everything where you go ask me, girl, me give you double. Come on and give me the one me love, the way you bubble. You are the captain of my life, I woulda never crumble. You make me a believer, girl, you make me change. Cried you a river and you took away my pain. Celebration make we bust out champagne. Soon God I gonna make the money rain. Rain on you, my girl. The change is clear. Ever since you came in on my way, no pain on you, my girl. I gonna protect you every.
C4 Pedro and Stone Boy with Carol My Love.
Lovely music, lovely. The both of them really came through with those vocals. I mean, those vocals were on point.
That's true. So this is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Kwame Asante Ofori, Mr. Asante Ofori, now and always.
And you just heard
Song of the Week.
Yeah, yeah.
Big up, big up, big up. This is Sekuba Nebolomba in New York. So listen, keep luck to the radio, Music Time. It goes all over the world. And one love. Enjoy it. Peace.
Na 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 na.
Mastercraft.
Yeah. Bless
blessings follow you and them who never meet you. Oh, never meet you. Emmanuel, never meet you. Enjoyment follow you and them who never meet you. Oh, never meet you. Emmanuel, never meet you. I want to level up.
Amen. That was Augment by Fino and featuring Olamide. Beautiful. Hello, peepers. How are y'all doing? Now it's time to meet my featured artist of the week. All the way from a long life journey from the Democratic Republic of Congo to the U.S., just outside of Washington, D.C. in Maryland. And he's going to tell you all about his journey, Zsa Zsa. The studio session was recorded May 31st, 2018 at VOA headquarters right here in Washington. You can watch the Facebook Live version on my page, Music Time in Africa, and the studio edit version on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel. Zsa Zsa, could you introduce yourself, your full name, and where you're from?
My name is Zsa Zsa Bashengezi, Democratic Republic of the Congo. I'm based in the United States right now. And here's my friend Josek from Kenya, Nairobi, great percussionist. You've heard about Jabali Africa. So we are all brothers and sisters, and we love each other. So we do music, we travel, we share good stories and bad stories as well. Yeah, that's me.
Hello, Josek.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for joining.
It's good to be back on your show.
Yeah, it's nice to see you again, too.
It's music time in Africa.
Yes, it is.
I was born and raised in Congo.
Yeah.
In a town called Bukavu.
Right.
I went to school there.
Yeah.
I'm from a family of 11.
A musical family as well.
Yes.
Your mom used to sing for you.
She used to, and I guess everything we got was from her. Yeah, and I used to play a lot of music as well at that time.
Yeah.
And Congo being one of the greatest countries which has produced a lot of musicians, and I could not escape from that.
And then you had to leave because of conflict that started.
Yes, that was 1993, 1994. Me coming from the eastern part of Congo next to Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, when the genocide happened.
You had to leave.
I had to leave because all these refugees from Rwanda crossed the river Ruzizi coming to Congo. People started being killed and there was a lot of insecurity and a lot of confusion. Mm. The entire region of Kivu was very insecure. So we never knew who is killing who.
Okay, so you have your guitar and you cross Lake Kivu. And you get up into Uganda.
Mm.
Let's hear another song and we'll continue with your story. We need some more music. So what are you going to do for us next?
The second song I'm going to sing, it's called Wasia. You know, as you grow up, parents always tell you stories. And those stories are not really stories, but it's kind of like warning.
Yeah.
And wisdom to guide you as you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
It says, if you find yourself in a conflict, do not fight so hard to try to prove to the person who is fighting you that you're powerful. What you have to do, you need to walk away. Just walk away and go with peace, because there you will find what is important.
We
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. For those of you just joining, I'm with Jaja, and he's accompanied by Josek Asikoye, and they're doing Jaja's music. He's from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and you were talking about your story. So you left after college and ended up in Uganda.
Yep.
And at first you were in a camp.
Yes.
And then someone said you should go into the city with your guitar, and you did that.
Yeah.
And you were able to have a kind of a decent life.
I remember the time I left and the things which are happening now and people have been killed and there is no peace since I had left in 1997. It's kind of like a prayer for me.
Kumbuka kungo yetu baba Kumbuka yale tulio pitia. Kumbuka Kongo yetu baba. Kumbuka yale tulio pitia. Kumbuka Kongo yetu baba. Kumbuka yale tulio pitia. Kumbuka Kongo yetu baba. Kumbuka yale tulio pitia. Vita magonjwa tumechoka. Pahali pa kustare hatuoni. Kilio ni paka kila siku. Nani wetu wa kutusaidia? Una kumbuka Kongo yetu baba. Kumbuka yale tuliyopitia. Kumbuka Kongo yetu. Kumbuka yale tuliyopitia. Vita na ugonjwa tumechoka. Mahali pa kustare hatuoni. Sikia maombi ya wakongomani. Baba ye usituachilie. Una kumbuka Kongo yetu baba. Kumbuka yale tuliyopitia. Kumbuka Kongo yetu baba. Kumbuka yale tuliyopitia. Kolonangai Moyokoli pepasi tulimbi. Mokano na ikoe komisa maseko. Okolo kaniza bilaka. Nayo kumbuka Kongo yetu baba. Kumbuka yale tuliyopitia. Pepasi tulibi. Mokano na yue komisa maseko. Okolo kanisa bilaka. Nayo kumbuka Kongo yetu baba. Kumbuka yale tulio.
That really does sound like a prayer. It's beautiful. And I like how you end on a nice major happy note.
Thank you.
That's promise. There's hope.
There's hope. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So this is Zsa Zsa singing, playing guitar with Josek on percussion and backup vocals. We've got just a little bit more time, so we have to cut this last part of your life story short.
Yeah, so I've played a lot of club music. Mm-hmm. In fact, what I used to do, I would go in the morning and learn a little bit of English at Makerere University. Mm-hmm. Then in the afternoon, I became a teacher. I used to teach French. Uh-huh. And then in the evening, I'm in club. Whoa, singing.
And, full life, you were.
Yes. Then finally, a friend of mine persuaded me, you know, about getting born again and becoming Christian and stuff like that. And then I kept on dodging. And one time I said, okay, you know what, we're going to try this. That was like in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And then I joined the church,
mm-hmm.
became born again, became a Christian. So Kampala Pentecostal Church, now it's called Watoto Church. So the moment I reached the church, they were recording this album and they were looking for a guitarist. Somebody told them, you know, there is this guy who's just joined the church and maybe you can give him a chance. That was my opening door. I went there and finished the entire album in a day. And because I was a member of the church, after a month, they told me, you know what, these kids are traveling to United States and in Canada for 6 months, but we would like you to join and travel with them. And suddenly, boom, they told me, you know, you're going to travel. And I said, you know what, let's do it.
And now you're here. And you're living in the Washington, D.C. area.
I'm in Germantown in Maryland now.
Germantown.
I'd open up a studio there.
Oh.
It's called Rafiki Productions.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you also, Josek, for coming in.
Welcome.
Would you mind just giving us an outro and ushering us out with
great.
One last song?
Yeah, man.
It's Zsa Zsa from Democratic Republic of Congo. With one last song. What is this you're going to play?
The song is called Mpaka Wewe, Only You.
Oh.
Yes.
Who is this for?
Well, it's for you.
Perfect answer, Josek.
Massive. Sauti yangu ikulilia mfalme, hakuna yule aliye kama kama na wewe.
Right, hello sweethearts. Time for one more song before we say goodbye. In remembrance of the recent passing of Mali's golden voice, as he was known, the legendary Kassemadi Diabaté, who passed away May 24, 2018, here's one of his most celebrated songs ever, Eyaye. Yeah.
mange ubi fuego balara di masala.
Okay, that was Eyaye by the late Kassema Dijabate. May he rest in peace. Ala kahine. That wraps it up for today, peepers. Thank you all for joining me today. And special thanks go to Jaja and Josek for coming into the studio earlier this week. Remember, you can watch the Facebook Live version for more information about Jaja on my page, Music Time in Africa. And you can watch the studio edit version on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel. Also, a big thank you to Kwame Ofori for Song of the Week and to intern Sage McLeod from George Mason University. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. You can also find us anytime online. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, peeps. Stay blessed.